Dozens of area residents learned more about foster care during a special event last Friday. Tammy Carlin, foster care and daycare coordinator with the Clark County Social Services Department, says May is National Foster Care Month.
You know, families go through all kinds of crises. Sometimes when those happen, they just can't care for their children. Maybe it's a parent that really needs some meds. Maybe they need some help with parenting. They're just stressed for any number of reasons, maybe job reasons, maybe relationship reasons. Their children are removed because it got to the point where they couldn't care for them, they were abusive, something happened.
During last week's Journey Home bus tour, participants heard addresses from Social Services Director Gary Lane and Clark County Circuit Court Judge John Council. Then they took a bus tour to an area church where observers saw three typical home settings that lead to foster home placement.
The first one that they saw was a physical abuse scene where the dad was yelling at his daughter and ended up slapping her. Then they moved into the next scene, which was a neglect home, which was just garbage and filth. And then in the corner was like a meth lab set up. So it was kind of a combination, a drug endangered child along with neglect. The third scene was a sexual abuse scene.
Currently, Clark County has 14 licensed foster families, 23 foster children, and 18 children placed in kinship homes, which are unlicensed homes of relatives. Carlin says the goal in foster care situations is always to return the children to their biological parents when the situation allows. Foster families are always needed.
We always have a need for foster families. We have a huge need for families that will deal with teens. That's our biggest gap in the system. Teens, special needs kids, and sibling groups. Sometimes we place 3 or 4 children at a time, and not many homes have room for that many children.
If you'd like more information on foster care, you can call your local social services department.